Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. And before I get to all the, you know, the great thing about the noon to three shift is stuff happens right in the money right before the show. Dan saw this in real time. He's working on it because it just happened. But Rand Paul in a square off with Fauci today. I think this is round three, or it might be four. And Dan, the nugget at the end, I think we're going to play later on, is Fauci saying, so you're saying, sir, that we probably killed people, right?
That what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Wow. So Dr. Fauci, the kindly Dr. Fauci, that's, you know, when he's ruffled a little bit, when someone finds it. Now, again, I don't know that Rand Paul, I told you, Dan, is the best person perceptually to do this, but he is a doctor, et cetera. He is a very, very smart guy, and in the infighting, he goes for it. So we'll play that a little bit later. This was the most ferocious yet. I think more because Fauci thought what he would do is try to push Rand Paul to say something way out there about killing people and all, and Rand Paul sort of did, and Fauci was stunned by it, I think. This mixed messaging, the stuff associated with it. So we'll play that maybe sometime this hour. We have Charlie Gasparino, Fox Business Network. They contacted Dan yesterday and would like to come on. The markets were really shaken. I haven't seen this morning yet because of all the vaccine news. The highlight for me, though, and I haven't seen criticism of Sean on this from the right, but from the left, they're killing him. Because on his show last night, I'm going to play you this cut, Hannity talks about telling his viewers to take COVID seriously, and they don't understand why. He also had something on that he had a woman on who suffered a big mishap previously from another vaccine. I don't see anything wrong in doing that. They're immediately saying Hannity must fear he's going to get sued. The other person I've been noticing on Fox, it's really gotten into it with Kilmeade, and I take Kilmeade's size. I don't know how Steve Doocy, and Dan, I think you might agree, does Fox and Friends. It's just a mystery. He's just not good. The Sun is so much better. But here's Hannity last night. And this is the thing that's, you know, you look at several lists as we do before the show of all these websites. It's way up there. Why? He's saying the truth. And he's being told, a guy trying to get out from under something maybe because he's been an anti-vaxxer. Here's Hannity.
Please take COVID seriously. I can't say it enough. Enough people have died. We don't need any more deaths. Research like crazy. Talk to your doctor, your doctors, medical professionals you trust based on your unique medical history, your current medical condition, and you and your doctor make a very important decision for your own safety. Take it seriously. You also have a right to medical privacy. Doctor-patient confidentiality is also important. And it absolutely makes sense for many Americans to get vaccinated. I believe in science. I believe in the science of vaccination.
All right, it's like, what the heck? But from the left, they're more killing him than for the right, rather than saluting that and saying, look, here's a question, Dan, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much risk is Hannity taking by doing this of a backlash from what the media says is the typical Hannity slash Fox News listener, particularly since they say he's sandwiched between Tucker and Laura Ingraham, who they claim are anti-vaxxers? How much risk?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think maybe a little bit. We're going to find out. We'll see if people think there's anything wrong with that. No, I didn't like when Hannity did that. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, push pound 1210. As I said, he had other segments on that were negative, or at least gave the other side of some thought process people might have around the vaccine. I'll tell you the area that I've been delving into that bothers me the most. And it's saying that the Fox News channel, the Trump supporter, that is the only person, that is the driving force here of people that are not getting vaccinated, that are not going to go down that path. Well, I saw a stat before I came on the show today that AOC's district in the Bronx has 40% of people still not vaccinated. AOC, the superstar. And I'm looking at a story at NJ.com today, careful study of places like Newark, Paterson, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And the study indicates that Black and Latino residents responded early on in the COVID crisis, heeding public health warnings. They took precautions, hand washing, other hygiene methods. They got tested, distancing, masking. Here's the kicker, though. But they're not getting vaccinated. They're not getting vaccinated. So do you see how the media continues to cause trouble here? There's an issue out there of X number of Americans that I believe are not going to get vaccinated. Okay? Why are we weaponizing? We know why they're weaponizing it and making it that it's just knuckle draggers, rural America, Trump supporters, Fox News Channel people, when you know and I know it's a much broader swath. It's places like AOC's district in the Bronx. And this study of these big cities with Black and Latino populations, they say it in the study. They can't figure out. They say, well, then maybe, yes, it's Tuskegee, it's all those things. They dismiss it and they give an excuse. Where on the other side, there is no excuse for these knuckle-dragging Fox TV viewing people. You got to be consistent here. Consistency is always what's called for. And it seems to me that you have people for various reasons across a wide diversity of Americans that are not going to get vaccinated in this. I'm looking at a story today in which they asked people, would it make it more likely to get vaccinated if you could do it at your doctor's office? These are the people that are saying they're not going to get vaccinated. Only 26% said it would make them somewhat more likely. How about if you were given paid time off? Only 24%. How about if a celebrity or public figure that you liked endorsed it? Only 14%.
You know,
the point being, Dan, these people don't want to get vaccinated. And it's across the board is my point, rather than just zoning in on conservatives, Trump or Hannity. Yes, Dan.
The visceral reaction to what Hannity did yesterday in saying pretty much you have the freedom to get the vaccine. I suggest you get it. Here's a story about a person who had a bad response to it. The whole being silenced of having an open debate, I think that right there is the number one deterrent for most conservatives away from getting the vaccine, is that there's a continued just silencing of any kind of debate or critical thought around this vaccine. And I think a lot of people are kind of just waking or just thinking, like, if there's this if they're silencing us, then why are they silencing us? What's the big deal? And I think there's a lot of questions that come out of that alone.
Maybe I could see some of that. I just think there are certain people that have morphed into this either anti-vax or something they buy into with this vaccine versus the others.
It's all about the rush.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to shake them out of it. Yeah, because the reason, and again, who do we have on? Was it Dr. Marty? Yeah, he said the dithering FDA, if they would just take the emergency label off this, which they should, then what would happen? He thinks that might help. Wall Street Journal today, brilliant piece, their editorial, we will always have COVID. Will the pandemic ever end? No, it will not. Well, it will, but in the sense of COVID still being out there. Yesterday, we saw a 2.1% drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Airlines, hospitality, energy companies, they got hit hard because of this news. Here we go again. That's the thing that's out there. And we got Dan's point. If you agree with that, we'd love to hear. Maybe you've never called before. We'd love to hear from you. All right, let's give the side question here, too, because we got a lot of people that want to get in already. And, man, we are overloaded with side questions this week. I had a caviar one. A story yesterday that to me is amazing, Dan. I don't know about this guy. An 18-year-old kid is flying one of those banner planes that fly over the beach. Maisie, marry me. How many Maisies are going to be on the beach, right? Maisie, I love you. Can you see a guy saying, yeah, I put that up? They're not that expensive to put the banner plane up. I did one over Philadelphia during the it was an inside thing. The guy didn't charge me. During the convention saluting the police here in Philadelphia. So we'll do that. He lands on the bridge in Ocean City. He said there was a break in the traffic. I don't know about that. Is there enough of a break in the traffic on that bridge?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a 9th Street bridge. It's a giant bridge that goes into the town, center of town.
Yes.
Like, there's never a break.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. That's what he said, though. Nobody said they're checking this guy out.
I think it's a drawbridge, so maybe if it was drawn, then...
I don't think it was at that point.
I don't know.
So, we got that. But we thought today, it's the anniversary of the moon landing. It's Bezos, who I'll get to. I got to admit, the story bores the hell out of me. I still can't stand that guy. They actually asked on Fox, will our perception of Jeff Bezos change now? I don't know why they were asking that, but they were. Bill Hemmer and the crew. Then we have the Olympics coming up. So Dan suggested what as the side question today?
So, with the Olympics, with the space, moon landing, why not revisit one of our favorite, a great example of American exceptionalism, Dom.
Yes. All right, I'll give mine, and it may seem a little bit off course. American exceptionalism, the audacity of it, the planning, the sheer might of it, and then just the sheer guts to pull it off. One of the things that impresses me the most in American history, world history, is the Normandy landing and invasion.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who else would pull that off. The enormity of the sea power, air power, paratroopers, and then the scale of those heights. I still am amazed that they were able to do it. It just doesn't seem possible. How about you?
I'm going to take... there's so many to choose from, Dom. Let's go the assembly line, Ford's assembly line off the board.
That's one of the biggest inventions
manufacturing
in history.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. All right, so that's the side question. At the end of your call, we have people calling in that dropped off. I'm not sure why they dropped. Call us back. Let's listen to Hannity one more time, and I want your reaction to it. Here's Sean last night. Is there something going on inside Fox, or did Hannity want to make the point, hey, I'm not saying maybe what Tucker Carlson is saying. I'll say what I'm going to say. But then he had on something that was giving you the downsides of a particular vaccine that happened in the past. What's wrong with that? But he also said this last night.
Please take COVID seriously. I can't say it enough. Enough people have died. We don't need any more deaths. Research like crazy. Talk to your doctor, your doctors, medical professionals you trust based on your unique medical history, your current medical condition, and you and your doctor make a very important decision for your own safety. Take it seriously. You also have a right to medical privacy. Doctor-patient confidentiality is also important. And it absolutely makes sense for many Americans to get vaccinated. I believe in science. I believe in the science of vaccination.
All right, Dan, a question I had too. What's your sense, people that haven't gotten vaccinated yet, have they talked to, are doctors recommending not to get vaccinated?
No.
Must mean then they differ with their doctor on this. I'd say this is pretty big. If you differ with your doctor on this, I think it might be time to think about getting another doctor that fits your sense of things. This isn't like a small thing. You know, doc, should I do this or not do that? No, I think this is a pretty big thing philosophically. So I wonder how many people, I don't even think they consulted with their doctors then. I think they just read whatever they've read, calculated it, and said, nope, the danger of the vaccine to them, the consequence is worse than potentially getting COVID. Or they got it, they were unaware that, you know, that we didn't have a vaccine and they have antibodies. Might be that. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You heard the side question. American exceptionalism on the day of the moon landing, Bezos, Olympics on the horizon. What is it that indicates only in America, that only Americans could do this? That's next with Dom and Dan on Talk Radio 1210. I'm looking at, and again, they don't press this woman, the head of the American Pediatric Association on CNN. There's no follow-up with this. Saying, well, we just want kids to be safe. That's why we're saying you have to wear a mask in school, everybody, then they'll be safe. Lady, we know that that you want people to be safe, and we could put people in Nerf and bubbles and all the rest of it. But how is that going to be effective for learning, for the kid, for the cumbersome nature of this? It's just idiocy. And yet this group's getting traction. All right, that's what we're seeing play out. All right, here is with Don. We teased and played you a little bit of Fauci versus Life. Rand Paul. And I think this is the Thrilla in Manila. This may be the fourth time they've really gone after each other. But in this one, you're going to hear Rand Paul tell Dr. Fauci that if you lie to Congress, you go to jail. Here's how it sounded.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Your microphone.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans, right. You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
Now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a sub-award from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
The
evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. And there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself. I
totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it. Those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it. Get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
Obfuscating the truth.
Time is expired, but I will allow the witness to
finish. Let me just finish. I want everyone
all
to
right,
understand.
All right, Dan, I want to stop it there. You know why? Because if I hear the voice of that woman again, it's not a sexist remark. Could be a guy. You know my theory on this. Shut the hell up, these chairmen and the others. Extend the minutes here. This is something of national importance beyond belief. Let these two go back and forth here. Shut up. Stay out of it. Now the time is up.
Oh, did you hear the reaction afterwards?
No, I did not. But, Dan, you got my point. We never get to the bottom of anything because some pointy head is butting in while we have to respond. You know what? Let the public see. If they think Rand Paul is over-talking and bullying Dr. Fauci, the public will think that. If Fauci wants to say, I'm making this point, I'm going to keep talking, you're going to have to shut up for him. Let people deal with themselves here. That's what we ought to do in debates. Get all these moderators and everything else out of the way. But go ahead, Dan, you were making another point.
And thanks to all of our panelists for being here today. And thank you, Chair Murray and Ranking Member Burr. I just want to say, Dr. Fauci, is there anything more that you would like to say to counteract these attacks on your integrity that we've all just witnessed?
God, you see? Let the individuals stand on their own two feet, whether they're Rand Paul or the doctor here. Always with the clock, always the wasting of time, the dithering. We don't have any time. It's always a subterfuge, and that's why we can't get to the truth. When people get a little bit tired, they get a little bit pressed. You know what I believe? That's when we get to the truth. Have presidential debates gone for 5 or 6 hours. That's outrageous. No, it's not. Dan, what do you think about that? Is that the case? We want to get at the truth here. What's always with the clock here?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the butting in.
I just don't know why we continue to accept politicians and others trying to pull blinders over the eyes of the public.
Right. And always saying the clock. They don't work on Mondays. They don't work on Fridays. Work 15 hours a day during a pandemic. Eat lunch at your desk. If you don't want to do that, get the hell out.
And it's a strategy employed by Democrats from the grassroots all the way up to the federal. I mean, you look at school board meetings. The clock.
Oh, you're too interrupting during your 2 minutes and all with the officials and all. Let people go at each other. That's for the American people. If Fauci can't handle it, he can't handle it. Get out of there, then. Can't take the heat on this, then. Get out. He's got a lot to answer for Wuhan. A lot. All right, Lori, Dan, was on the bridge yesterday when the kid flew in with the banner.
Whoa.
Hey, Lori, welcome in to the Dom Show. What was it like as the plane was landing there?
Hi, Dom. No, I did not see the plane land. We were coming onto the bridge, and traffic was backed up, which was kind of unusual for 1:30 in the afternoon on a Monday. So we kept moving, and people were interweaving. And as we got up there, there was a tow truck and a police car. And we did a double take, and I wish I had taken a picture, but I was so taken aback by seeing a plane there. But there were no cars, like, right around him. My perception is that he needed to land, and maybe the vehicle saw this and just stayed back. The way he was turned, his right wing was over the guardrail, and his left wing was away from the other lane, so people could get by on the left side. But, it was just the strangest thing to see a plane on the bridge there.
So, what? I want to hear coming out of this. Is this the Sully syndrome where everybody thinks now they're going to land on the Hudson? Was it brilliant or was it unnecessary?
Well, they claim he had engine problems because when we were there, they had what you would call like the hood. They had something up on the engine. So maybe he thought it was the lesser of two evils since there wasn't a lot of traffic to land there rather than go in the drink.
Again, yeah, well,
my perception.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I hear you, Lori. It's kind of a difficult landing. And Dan and I were just thinking, even at 1:30 on a Monday, that's a fairly traveled bridge. Maybe you're right. They sensed it and everybody stayed back from the landing path.
That's what I think.
Oh,
again,
my
I could
goodness.
Be wrong.
Yeah. Hey, Lori, American exceptionalism. What's the best example to you? That's our side question.
Oh, my gosh. American exceptionalism. Ugh. God, you know what? When people are down and out, America is always there to give a helping hand.
Absolutely. That is a great one.
Classified
That's what
as
we
FEMA
live by.
Relief, I guess?
No, American generosity. Haiti.
Okay.
That wasn't government.
Yeah.
That was Americans contributing to that. So, yeah, without a doubt. Joseph on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, what's yours to the side question of the day?
Yeah, good afternoon, Dom.
Afternoon.
My example of exceptionalism is the cure for polio.
Yeah, I've often cited that as the Jonas Salk is a very, very underrated thing. I mean, that was bells were ringing across the country when they announced that. That's a great one, Joe. Yep, very underrated. Okay, coming up, we'll take more of your calls. Charlie Gasparino, though, is here, senior correspondent, the Fox Business Network. As I said, the market went down 2.1%. That's a lot. In addition to that, the maddening thing, I don't know who that female chairperson was. Dr. Fauci, now that we've run out the clock, would you like to now get the final word in here without being challenged? These attacks, it's outrageous. No, gain of function did happen there. The madness of doing anything with the Chinese. There I got it said, the Chinese government or anything. It's madness to fund anything with them in any way, shape, or form.
Let's just give credit where credit's due, Dom. That was Senator Tina Smith, Democrat out of Minnesota, that was speaking.
Oh, I don't know her that well. Okay, we'll have to put her on the way. Yeah, would you like to say anything more for a half hour, Dr. Fauci? Now we have time.
Dr. Fauci, is there anything more that you would like to say to counteract these attacks on your integrity that we've all just witnessed?
Like it's a murder scene, you know? Oh, Rand Paul. Rand Paul.
Would you like to address the fact that you were just owned, Dr. Fauci?
Yes, yeah. Rand Paul is a mischief maker. You got to give him that. God.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.